In 2003, the Florida Supreme Court struck down a parental consent measure passed by lawmakers years earlier. The justices ruled that children have the right to privacy, finding the law unconstitutional under the state's right of privacy clause. The next year, citizens voted to amend the Constitution to require doctors to notify parents before performing abortions on minors. Amendment 6 would go a step further. It would change the Constitution so lawmakers could write legislation requiring parents to give their permission before their minor child could undergo an abortion. Randy Armstrong is the president of the group Citizens for Protecting Taxpayers and Parental Rights.
As a practicing physician in the emergency room, I took care of a 14-year-old child who underwent an abortion without the consent or the knowledge of her parents. She presented to the emergency room in dire straits, bleeding to death. We had to operate on that young lady two times to save her life. And at the end of all of that, she will be unable to ever bear children.
Armstrong says abortions can have lasting effects, and parents should have the right to be a part of the decision if their minor child is seeking an abortion. Sheila Hopkins is with the Florida Catholic Conference. She says the choice should be about what's best for the family.
The traditional thing that kids say, oh, my parents, you know, going to kill me if I tell them that I'm pregnant. Well, no, your parents are going to be mad at you, but they're not going to kill you. And that's the thing that they have to understand is that the parents are ultimately want what's best for their child. And that's why the parent and the children need to sit down and work it out. What is best for their family situation? If it's the best situation is to have an abortion, is the best situation for them to place the baby, is the best situation for them to keep the baby and the family. And so, I mean, again, this is about family.
Armstrong says the purpose of the amendment is not to deny anyone access to getting an abortion. But groups like the Florida Alliance of Planned Parenthood affiliates say the amendment is another step toward limiting a woman's access to health care. For WFSU-FM, I'm Regan McCarthy.